chapter number 27, beginning in verse number 64. The Bible says, "Command, therefore, that the sepulcher be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead, so the last error shall be worse than the first." And Pilate said unto them, "Ye have a watch, go your way, and make sure as ye can." So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. Let's bow our heads once again and ask the Lord's blessing upon the service. Our Father which art in heaven, God, we come to you once again, Father. Lord, just thanking you for the day that you've gave us. God, we thank you for the reason, God, that you allow us to celebrate Easter, and that is because you rose on the third day, because that stone could not hold you. And God, I just pray, Father, Lord, here for a few minutes, Father, God, that you take the words, the thoughts, God, that you gave me and preach through me, Father, Lord, the message for the hour, Father. And God, we just pray, Father, Lord, if there's anyone here today that knows thee not in a free pardon and forgiveness of sin, God, I pray that you would convict their heart and save them before it's everlasting too late. And God, we just thank you once again, Father, Lord, for Jesus Christ, your Son, for dying on that cross for us. God, I pray that you'd help us never to forget it. And Lord, I pray that you would show yourself through your words here for the next few minutes. God, just touch us and help us. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory, for it's in Jesus Christ's name we do so humbly pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We see here in God's Word here in Matthew chapter number 27 and verse number 64. They were commanded, therefore, that the sepulcher should be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead, so the last error shall be worse than the first. And Pilate said unto them, Ye have a watch, go your way, and make as sure as ye can. So they went and made the sepulcher sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. And I just want to preach a message just for a few minutes, as God is my help, on this very thought, the gift of the grave. The gift of the grave. Well, I want you to turn with me, if you'd like, over to the book of Luke. In Luke chapter number 2, the Bible says this, beginning in verse number 6. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Number one, I want to preach on just for a minute. If it wasn't for a grave, there wouldn't be any need for the manger. If it wasn't for the grave, there'd be no need for a manger. See, as we read in God's Word, it all began with a little manger. Amen. It all began with Mary as a virgin being getting ready to conceive that child. But just think, if it was not for the grave, there wouldn't be any need for a manger because Jesus Christ would not have been born. Amen. If it was not for the grave, it all had to come through the grave. Amen. And we're going to see that here just for a few minutes. Amen. But if it wasn't for the grave, there'd be no need for the manger. Amen. I thank God that Jesus came just exactly how God wanted him to come. Amen. I tell you what, we think so many times, as I know in my heart, he's my King of Kings and my Lord of Lords. He should have came being pulled by 10,000 stallions. Amen. But no, he came in the village riding a little donkey. Amen. I tell you what, he came as a humble king and not as a royal king. Amen. Even though we know that he is of royalty. Amen. But I thank God that he is exactly who he says he is. In John chapter number 19, I want us to see this. In verse number 15, the Bible says this. In John 19:15, it says, But they cried out, Away with him. Now I'm taking you through a little bit of time from the time that he was born all the way up to his crucifixion. Amen. The Bible says, But they cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. And Pilate said unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a little title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city. And it was written in the Hebrew and the Greek and the Latin. And then said the chief priest of the Jews to Pilate, write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. And Pilate said this, what I have written, I have written. And I want you to know this, if it was not for the grave, there'd be no need for the cross. Amen. There was no need, if there wouldn't have been the grave, there'd be no need for the manger. And if there was no need for the grave, there'd be no need for the cross. Amen. I want you to see God's plan was perfect. Even though that He was the Son of God. Even though, as we see through the pictures here was not a drop in the bucket of what Jesus Christ had to go through when he was being crucified, when he was being beat with the flagellum that licked her, the cat of nine tails, and had all those pieces of metal and bones and all those sharp objects that ripped every piece of the skin off his body. The Bible tells us that he was made non-recognizable, amen. You couldn't recognize who he was, amen. But it was all because of the grave. It was because of the grave, amen, that there was a need for the cross. Amen. I tell you what, Jesus Christ done it all. He done it all, he paved it all, and he made it all possible, amen. If there wouldn't have been a grave, there'd be no need for a manger, and there'd be no need for the cross. In Mark chapter number 15, the Bible says this. If we can find our place. Amen. Mark chapter number 15, starting in verse number 42, the Bible says this. And now when the evening was come, because it was preparation, that is the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Jesus. See, when Jesus Christ was born in that manger, 33 years later or so, that he was beaten and put on a cross. And after he gave up the ghost, Joseph of Arimathea came and asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. And Pilate marveled if he were already dead, and calling unto him the centurion. And he asked him whether he had been any while dead. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. And he brought fine linen and took him down, and wrapped him in the linen, and laid him in a sepulcher which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone into the door of the sepulcher. And I want us to know something. If it had not been for the grave, there'd be no need for the manger. If it had not been for the grave, there'd be no need for the cross. If it had not been for the grave, there'd been no need for the tomb. Amen. We see here in God's Word, as we read in the beginning scriptures there in Matthew chapter number 27, Pilate told them to seal it up, amen. Set a watch over it. But I want to tell you what, if he'd have put 10,000 soldiers in front of that rock, God would have rolled it away, amen. If it wasn't for the grave, there'd have been no need for the tomb. We flip over into the book of Acts, chapter number 1. The Bible says this, verse number 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not be depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, we have heard of him. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now listen to this, and it says, and when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up in a cloud, received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up to heaven? I want us to think about this for a minute. If it hadn't have been for the grave, there'd been no need for the manger. If it hadn't have been for the grave, there'd been no need for the cross. And if it hadn't have been for the grave, 3 days Jesus was dead. Amen. But he rose again. There'd be no need for the tomb. And if there had been no grave, there'd been no resurrection. Amen. If it hadn't have been for the grave, there'd have been no resurrection. As we see here in the Word of God, this world could not have held Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, it did have Jesus Christ in it. But this world couldn't even hold Jesus Christ. So what should make us think as Christians that this world can hold us? Amen. As I said this morning, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. We got the greatest power in the world, and it is the power of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit that we surely can get through anything in our life, not just the little things, but the great big things. See, God said he'd be right there with us. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Even when he was going through the grave, amen, he knew he was going to be right there with us and never leave us nor forsake us. As we learned on Wednesday night, in order to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you first got to know who he is, amen. And we need to know he's the great comforter. We need to know he's the great helper, amen. We need to know he's the great teacher. And we need to know that he is Lord, Lord, and King of kings, amen. I tell you what, I keep in my Bible, and I pulled it out a few times, and amen, I'm going to pull it out right now. I may not read anything off of it, but I'm going to show you, amen. I got in my Bible right here a piece of paper that's got just about everything that Jesus Christ is named in the Bible. Amen. I mean, three whole sheets of things that the Bible, that God calls his darling son. Okay, I can't help it. When I pull it out, I got to read it. It says, he is the arm of the Lord. Amen. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. I'm just going to give you a few. Amen. He is the brightness of his Father's glory. Oh, listen to this. It says that he is the captain of the Lord's host. Amen. He is the carpenter's son. Amen. He was just like you and I. He did breathe. He did bleed. He did thirst. And he hungered because he was on this world. He was in this world and he was just like you and I. He was just as human as you and I are. But he was still God. Amen. And he was still the carpenter's son. He is the chosen of God. He is the Christ, the Messiah, amen. He is the commander, amen. But not only the commander, he is the consolation of Israel, and I thank God for that. He says he's the deliverer. He is the door. He is Emmanuel. He is eternal life. He is faithful and true, and the faithful and true witness. He is a gift of God, amen. And he has gave that gift to every single one of us today, as free as it could be. And he's given it all to us, amen. All we got to do is accept it. All we got to do is partake in it. And all we got to do is take a little bit of Jesus Christ with us, amen. Because he's gave it to each and every one of us. If it hadn't have been for the grave, there'd been no need for the manger, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection. And I want you to listen to this. In John chapter number 14. John chapter number 14, the Bible says this. If it wasn't for the grave, there had been no need for heaven. If it wasn't for the grave, there had been no need for heaven. The Bible says this. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way you know. I want to tell you that this morning, if there's somebody here that's never accepted Jesus Christ, their personal Savior, I can tell you the way that we're going to go, amen. I can tell you the way that you need to choose, amen. But I tell you what, I can't save you. Not a person in here can save you. And that choice is yours. You've got to accept that choice on your own, amen. If it wasn't for the grave, we'd have no need for the manger, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection, heaven itself. And in John chapter number 1, I know I'm reading a lot of scripture, but y'all just be patient with me. John chapter number 1, if it wasn't for the grave, there wouldn't have been any need for the Savior. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. I want you to know this morning that He loves us. He loves us so much that He gave His only begotten Son for us. And Jesus Christ gave up His life for you and I. See, we think it's some just miraculous thing that only a Savior can do, that only God can do. But see, He came willingly to this earth to be made just like you and I, to breathe the same air that you and I breathe, to thirst just like you and I do. Hey, man, I don't know about y'all, but I get a little thirsty when I get outside working or I'm at work, or I can just sit around the house and get thirsty, amen. Well, see, that's just the way Jesus Christ was. See, He hungered. Amen. Yes, He may have been God and may have been able to fast for 40 days and 40 nights with no food or no drink, but guess what? He thirsted and He hungered. And guess what? As I know some of us are right now, and I'm going to be honest, I'm one of them, amen. He got a little sleepy. He was in the ship asleep, amen. He was sleeping. The storm and the disciples woke Him up. See, He was just like you and I. We think, oh, it's just only by an act of God that He was able to do the things that He done. No, He was still human. He was still human. And if it hadn't have been for the grave, there would have been no need for the Savior. See, He loves each and every one of us. And He died for us. He gave His life up just so you and I could live and have a life eternally. Because of that grave, there was able to be a heaven. And because of the grave, there was able to be a Savior. But I want you to know this. I want everybody, if you've not heard a thing I've said, I want you to listen to this. If there hadn't have been a grave, there'd have been no need for you. If there hadn't have been a grave, there'd have been no need for you and I to be here today. Because Jesus Christ had to rise again. He had to rise again. He had to rise again. There was no other way around it. He had to rise again. We can look back in the Old Testament, and it was fulfilled by Scripture on the third day after He died on the cross that He rose again. Amen. He rose from the grave. I don't know about you and I, but I always think back in my mind, what did He do on those 3 days? Where was He gone on those 3 days, amen, that He was in the grave? Because when that stone was rolled away, amen, there was some work been going on, amen. I tell you what, He went to hell and got the keys of death in the grave for you and I, amen. We might go by the grave, but this soul and this spirit's not going by the grave, amen. This old body might be laid in the ground. Our loved one's body might be laid in the ground, but you and I as Christians, we're not going by the grave, amen. I mean, the Bible tells, listen to it, the Bible tells us to be absent from the body. It's to be present with the Lord, amen. But I want you to know this, if it hadn't been for that grave that He went to, there'd been no need for you and I. No need for heaven, no need for the cross, no need for the manger, no need for the resurrection. I thank God for Easter, amen. As much as I thank God, listen to me, as much as I thank God for Christmas, I thank God for Easter, amen. Because if it hadn't have been for the grave, there'd have been no need for Christmas. Amen. I want you to know something today. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants the best for you. He's not a father in heaven that's selfish and doesn't want to give good gifts to His children. Amen. He wants us all to have the best of the best. Amen. And He gave the best of the best. He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, for you and I. And He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He went and He prepared a place for us. But before He could go and prepare a place for us, He had to go by the grave. He had to go meet Satan face to face, amen, and get the keys of hell and of death. He had to take those keys from Him. Can you imagine as He walked away and He said, you've got no power over the grave anymore. You've got no power over the grave anymore because I've got your keys right here. Amen. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. If ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. I don't know about you and I today, but I believe that I'm not going to go by the grave. Amen. I hope and pray that God keeps me here until I pass on and my body's laying right here. Or you close the lid or you cremate. Frankly, I don't care. Amen. I really don't. Amen. Because I know as soon as I take that last breath, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm going to leave this world, and I'm going to stand before God. And I want you to know this. Apostle Paul said he was at least among his brethren. Well, see, he said he was least among his brethren. And guess what? I'm lower than the Apostle Paul is. I'm not worthy. I'm not deserving to die and go to heaven, to leave this world and go to heaven. I'm not going to die. I may take my last breath, but I'm not going to die. Amen. I just assume Jesus Christ come and get us all back. Amen. But I want you to know something. If you've never been saved, when Jesus said, it's finished, just as He did on the cross, He's going to do one of these days. And Brother Dwayne, I don't think it's going to be long. I think it's going to be real soon. I think God's getting fed up with what's going on in this world. I mean, look at everybody just spitting in His face. Amen. All the homosexuality. I mean, you got, Brother Larry told you, you got kids that are 10 and 11 years old that are in prison. Amen. Look what this world's turned into. I don't believe it's going to be much longer. And I don't know how much longer you've got, and I don't know how much longer I've got. But I want you to know this today. If you've never been saved, I wouldn't walk out these back doors here today not knowing that Jesus Christ was my Lord and Savior. And when I took that last breath, that I was going to stand before Him. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to be in heaven. I'm not worthy to stand up here and preach His Word. I'm not even worthy to be saved. But I thank God that He saved me one day so I wouldn't have to die and go to hell and burn in an awful place. Amen. A place prepared for His devil, for Satan and his angels. It wasn't prepared for the lost. It was prepared for Satan and his angels. And I thank God one of these days I'm not going there. Because Jesus Christ has already been for me. Let us stand. I'm going to ask Miss Connie to come. As she begins to play, every head bowed and every eye closed. No one looking around. This altar is open. If there's somebody here today that's never gave their heart to God, please come. Let me take the Word of God and show you how you can pray and how you can believe to be saved. How about you today? Would you come? Would you come? If there's a person in here that's never been saved, each and every one of us, don't feel ashamed. Each and every Christian in here today has been in the same place that you're in. We've been in that place where God was convicting our heart and showing us that we was lost, dying, and going to hell. Don't be ashamed, because each and every one of us have been there. But the Bible does say this, if you are ashamed of me, then I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. I would not take the chance leaving here today, not knowing that Jesus Christ was my personal Savior. No matter how old or how young, No matter how much church you've had. No matter if you've been to church three times a week for your entire life. Amen. It does not matter. What matters is that you have Jesus Christ in your heart. That personal relationship. That you know that He is your Savior. How about you today? Would you come? Would you come? This altar's open. Maybe there's some Christian people here today that just want to come and pray for their family, their lost loved ones, to be saved. How about you today? Would you come? Would you come? How about you today? Would you come? As we've got some that's coming to the altar, maybe you just come and put a hand on them and pray with them. How about you today? Would you come? How about you today? Would you come? How about you today? Would you come? Maybe there's somebody here today that's just not sure about this. Maybe just slip your hand up and say, "Preacher, I'm not saved. I just want you to pray for me." Just slip that hand up. I'm not coming to you, and I'll not embarrass you. I just want to pray for you. Would you just slip your hand up and say, "Preacher, pray for me. I've never been saved. I just want you to pray for me today. And I promise you that I'll pray for you." Just slip your hand up right back down. Just that simple, that quick. How about you today? Would you just slip your hand up? How about you today? Would you just slip your hand up right back down? Say, "Preacher, pray for me. I've never been saved." Let us pray. Our Father which art in heaven, God, we just thank you so very much, Father Lord, for the day that you gave us. God, we thank you, Father Lord, that you died on that cross. God, we can't thank you enough for what you've done for us. We can't thank you enough for that third day that you rose from that tomb, that Pilate told those men to seal it and to watch over it, but not even the forces of the Roman Empire couldn't have held that tomb shut. And God, we just thank you for that. Lord, I just thank you for making this day possible, God, that we would be able to serve you in spirit and in truth. God, I thank you for everything that you've done for me. I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who convicts hearts and saves souls from a devil's hell. And God, again, I pray if there's one here that's never been saved, God, I pray that you can continue to convict their heart. Lord, soften their heart. Humble them, God, that they could see how to be saved. And Lord, we just ask you to go with us today to watch over us. Lead, guide, and direct us, God, we pray, for it's in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. Amen. Anything on anybody's heart? I want you to go home, and I want you to spend time with your families. And I was talking to Brother Dwayne, and I failed to mention this. I don't even think I mentioned it Wednesday about having service tonight. And I want you to spend I want you to understand it is important for us to spend time in fellowship with our Lord and Savior, but it's also important for you to spend time with your family. And I want you to take this time to spend with your family on Easter. And we're not going to have service tonight. Because I want you to do that. Amen. I want you to spend time with your family. And I love the Lord. I love the Lord as much as anybody. I may not show it sometimes. I may get myself in a world of mess and sin against God. But you know what? I still love Him. And He still loves me. Amen. And He still forgives me when I ask Him. Anything on anybody's heart before we dismiss?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'd be more than honored to. Amen. Amen. Y'all, come on. We're gonna pray over Loretta. I knew it. It was on the tip of my tongue. I seen her. I made her give me a card so I wouldn't forget, and I forgot. Amen. I apologize. I want everybody that can and is able to come and gather around. And we're going to pray for Miss Loretta. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, God, we come to you once again, Father, Lord, just thanking you for the day that you gave us, God. But we have had Miss Loretta has called out to you, Father, Lord, and called out to us to pray over. And God, we want to do that today. Lord, we don't know the plans that you have in her life, Father of God. We know that you hold the plans for her life. And Lord, we just pray, God, for your touch and your help with her life. And as she goes through this surgery for cancer, Father, Lord, we know that you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. God, we know sometimes when we go through these things in this world, Lord, that you that you're there, God. But sometimes it does feel like we're alone and we're going through this all by ourselves. And God, my prayer is for her today, Lord, that you just touch her and help her, Father. God, just give her the things that she needs, the comfort that she needs, God, the protection that she needs. And Lord, I just pray, Father, Lord, for the great physician that sits there in heaven, Father. Lord, just to reach down and touch her, Father God. Lord, if it be your will to heal her, God, we just pray for that mighty hand, Lord, just to touch her and heal her, Father. And Lord, we just pray, Father God, for your movement of the Holy Spirit with her, Father. Lord, as she goes to the hospital and goes for treatments and goes for surgery and goes back and forth to the doctor, Lord, we just pray, God, that for each and every trip, God, that you'd be right there with her. Lord, we just thank you and praise you, Father God, for that great physician that we have. And Lord, I just pray for that touch on her, Father God. Just be with her. Lead, guide, and direct her, Father. And Lord, we pray, God, that she gets down in spirit and she gets down, Father, Lord, in her emotions and physically, God, that you just lift her up, Father. Lord, I've not been through this or anything that's comparable to this, Father. But God, you've been with many people that have. And Lord, we thank you for that. And God, we know that you know exactly what she's going to go through and how she's going to feel. And God, I pray each and every time, God, that you'd give her exactly what she needs each and every day and each and every moment that she goes through this. And God, I pray, Father, Lord, most of all, Lord, if it be your will, touch her. Heal her from this, God, we pray. And God, whatever's done, whatever you do in her life, we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. For it's in Jesus Christ's name we do so humbly pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We're so glad we could pray. Amen. Anything on anybody's heart before we leave service today? I appreciate each and every one of you being here. Shake hands, fellowship one with another before you leave, and we'll see you Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Amen. Brother Scott, I believe that's a faith promise. Brother Bill. You don't